Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about different things. You know, Judy's going through cancer treatment. The good news is her stem cell transplant is on Monday, July the 31st. But I'm thinking, wow, July is almost gone. Then we got August, September. That means that three quarters of the year is gone. Can you imagine? I like what it said in Genesis. God said there will always be spring, always be summer, always be fall, and always be winter. It's the way he created the heavens and the earth. So, yeah, sometimes when you got winter up north, it snows and it's cold. We have winter down here. But the whole way God created the heavens and the earth, we have four seasons. It's just the most amazing thing. On Saturday, we had a memorial service for Virginia Burgess, Marilee Wedding's mother, and it was a good time in the Lord. You come together to share somebody's life and different things, you know, and to help people grieve through things like that, because there is a season for everything. Every one of us has a challenge, has a season of something we got to go through. I like what Solomon said, that there's a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven. Now, some people, I don't know about that Solomon guy in Ecclesiastes. Well, there's evidence that he did write the book of Ecclesiastes, because we read in Ecclesiastes 1:1, the words of the teacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem. Solomon was the only son of David to reign as king in Jerusalem. So, yeah, we think that he wrote Ecclesiastes and a lot of the Proverbs and some of the wisdom literature. Whereas Solomon's saying in the book of Proverbs that offer wisdom for life in a broken world. Then Ecclesiastes focused more on the difficulties of living in such a world. This is not an easy world to live in. Of course, Solomon is just moaning and groaning and different things, but at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, he finally comes to the realization that we need God in every part of our life. I was thinking about a word, wintering, as one of the seasons, winter, as things start to slow down in the natural world at winter time. I think the world needs a little bit of rest to recuperate during all the challenges of winter and spring and fall and all that. So, wintertime, things just kind of slow down. After thinking about this situation with Judy and her cancer situation, it snapped her of energy for months. And now she's in the last part of treatment and the stem cell transplant coming up on July the 31st. We've been through seasons all through this time. But I think Ecclesiastes famously said that there's a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to dance, a time to weep, time to mourn. You know, that whole litany of stuff. So, just was thinking about that. We all have challenges. And sometimes when we have a season in our life, sometimes we want to, if it's a good season, we want it to go on a long time. But if it's a bad season, Lord, let's get through this season and go on to the next one. Well, we thank God for all the seasons of the world and the seasons of the earth. And this pastor's thoughts and prayer, and there's a lot of prayer requests on the bulletin. You look at the website, you'll see there pastor's thoughts and then a place for the slide. It takes you to the bulletin that has the list of all the people that we have on our prayer list that we've been lifting up in prayer. But, you know, you've heard me say this many times, we don't need an 800 number. We don't need a list. We can go and talk to God anytime. But, I say that but because there's always buts. We have people sometimes that fill out a prayer request in church and they put it in the offering plate. So we want to always honor that. Linda Sassine put one in the offering plate this past week for Sylvester and Gene Shields. They're her neighbors. He is dealing with some real bad sickness in his life, and he's even has hospice coming and taking care of him, and she has pneumonia. So we want to lift up Sylvester and Gene Shields along with all the other people that we have on our prayer list. And because we all have seasons in life, and we all have a time when we need each other. We got a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. So anytime that you'd want to pray or send something, a note to fill, and you want somebody specifically, we do believe in intercessory prayer because God handles all things in Jesus' name. When the disciples were here on earth, at the end of the day, you know, they would get together and they'd build a fire. Now, this is Ralphie talking, and I think this is what happened because they walked everywhere they went, and they went all through Israel, and at the end of the day, they stopped to rest, build a fire, and eat and fellowship. And every time they would do that, then Jesus would go off by himself, and they were wondering, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after we're all done eating and different things? He said, well, guys, you know, I am God in the flesh. You know that by now. I get tired. I experience everything that you do, and I need to have a little bit of rest, and then I need to talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father? Yeah, talk to the Father. Can we do that? You betcha. I want to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I hope and pray, if you haven't been listening to some of the Holy Spirit School, Phil has all that stuff archived in the website. But that's what we're learning. We're learning about that relationship with the Holy Spirit. And we can pray in Jesus' name. But you know, when you accept Christ in your life, you don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We all have the Spirit of the living God residing in us. And what we do with it is up to us. I can tell you, if you develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit, your Christian walk will be mucho better. Well, hope and pray you go back and listen to some of the messages. Tina's going to preach next week. Judy's transplant's coming on the 31st. So Holy Spirit School will be in recess until the second week in August. Probably got about another 8-9 weeks of Holy Spirit School. So hope and pray you tune in. God loves you, and so do I.